Okay, we're going to talk about the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim of whether the deer comes visas through beer dafka or if it's a sasa v'kol dafka. So that's the sugya on the Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So I just read a little bit of the Gemara and we'll discuss different shatim in this Gemara. Tanyam Rabbi Yehuda and Birchamitz illustrate, but Rabbi Yehuda claims that the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu is dafka through Sreifa. And Rabbi Yehuda says he learns it first the Kal v'Chomer, and then he learns that the Gemara says from Nosa. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say Hashbisasa b'kol dafka. Alright, so the question is, what is this machlokes? So Rav Chaim talks about this Gemara. So he wants to say that the theory, what is the hesber, what is the explanation for this machlokes, what is the svara behind this argument, and he wants to say there are several svaras to throw out. So first he talks about the concept of whether the nature of Tashbisu is a kumva asay or an isur asay. So Minchas Kinuch has this famous chakira. Minchas Kinuch claims nafkamina would be, no, it's what the nature of this chakira is. If you say isur asay means you just have to have a kium of not having chametz around. So you don't have to actively destroy the chametz, you just have to make sure you don't possess the chametz. So he says, let's say somebody else would come and destroy the chametz for you, or you wouldn't have chametz. So you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You wouldn't have to go out of your way and buy the chametz and destroy it. As long as you don't have the chametz, you're fulfilling Tashbisu, if you say it's an Isur Asay. But if you say it's a Kumva Asay, then you would have to get the chametz, you would have to do the act of actually destroying the chametz. So he says, that would be one nafkamina. He says another nafkamina is, let's say it got destroyed on its own, or so it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's destroyed, we don't care how. Or let's say somebody, we have a din, he says, of stealing, you know, somebody's mitzvah. You know, so there's a knas. If somebody prevents one Jew from doing a mitzvah, he has to pay a knas. But he says when it comes to Tashbisa, if the nature is Isur Asay, there would be no knas because you're still fulfilling the mitzvah. Whether somebody else destroyed it or the wind did it, it doesn't make a difference because the mitzvah is not having the chametz there. How it happened is really not important. So Rav Chaim wants to say that may be the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And in Minchas Kinuch, even though he wants to connect it to other Gemaras, he does not want to say it's tali on this machlokes. Okay, but whatever it is, I'll present the Rav Chaim. And Rav Chaim says like this, according to the Chachamim, Hashbisasa b'kol davar, so then basically the nature of Tashbisu is an Isur Asay. But according to Yehuda, it's an actual kumva asay. Fine. So then Rav Chaim goes further and says, not only according to Rabbi Yehuda it's a kumva asay, but according to Rabbi Yehuda it's an actual mitzvah in the chafetz of the chametz itself. It's not simply the fact. See, there are two stages, two assumptions Rav Chaim makes within Rabbi Yehuda. Within the chachamim, it's an isur asay, you're avoiding the isur of chametz. Within Rabbi Yehuda, number one, it's something on the person. It's not something passive, it's active. And furthermore, it's a din in the object itself. And if you say it like this explanation, says Rav Chaim, he's able to answer two questions. Number one, he says, there's a difficult Rambam. Rambam writes, I'll read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the reason there is no malchus for Rabbi Matzah is because it's a lav shem bo maisa. And the question the rabbi asked him before Hashem asked, the Gemara says, because it's a lav anita klasei. So Rav Chaim says, that should be talan Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If you say it's an isur asay, which is the way we paskin like the Chachamim, then that's not called a lav anita klasei. Only within Rabbi Yehuda, who's going to say it's on the person. And number two, it's a din in the destroying the heft of the chametz itself, meaning that the mitzvah sase comes to rectify the lav of Bayi Rabbi Matzeh. So when you focus on the object itself, that's called lavanita klase. So only Rabbi Yehuda will call lavanita klase. But since the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, therefore it's not a lavanita klase, and that's why the Rambam has to give a different reason why there's no malchus, because it's a lav shein bo malchus. That's how Rav Chaim explained. So that's one problem he tries to solve with this theory. And the second problem he solves is a question posed by Rabbi Akiva Eger. So for this, let me read you the Gemara in Temura. So the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Temura, on Daf Lamed Gimel, actually our Gemara refers to this statement. So the Gemara in Temura says there's a list of Yisuri Hana called Nisrafim, and there's another list called Nikbarim. So the Mishnah in Temura says, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it's the last Mishnah in Temura. The Elu Hein HaNikbarim gives you a list of Yisuri Hana that when, even if you burn it, you have to, the ashes have to be, you, I mean, whether you burn it or not, these Yisuri Hana have to be buried. The Elu Hein HaNikbarim Kachim Shipilu Yikbaru Hipila Shalya Tikava Shora Niskal Egla Rufa Tzipore Mitzora Seir Nazir Petr Hamor Basa Bukhalaf Hulim Shinitkutu Nishkutu Bazar. And then the Mishnah says Ve'elu Anisrafim, meaning the following Isuri Hana are burned, Chametz V'Pesach Yisari V'Truma Tmeya V'ha Orla U'Klaya Ker. And then the Mishnah says Eshedarko Lisarif Yisari Yikaver. And in fact, the Gemara says that those Yisuri Hana that have to be buried, you are not allowed to burn. And I'll explain why in a second. Okay. The Gemara on Lamed Dalet explaining this Mishnah says, so read the words of the Gemara. Kol Nikvarin Yisruvu My Taima Nishum the Nikbarin Ephron Asur. The reason the Nikbarin you don't burn is because their ashes are going to be Asur. Vinisrafin Ephron Mutur. But those that are Nisrafin, their ashes will be Mutur. So the Gemara makes the statement. You don't see it from the Mishnah, but the Gemara says that Isuri Hana, where there is a mitzvah to burn them, after you burn them, their ashes are going to be mutar b'hana. Nikbarim, even if you burn, there is no mitzvah to burn it. And if you burn it, it won't help. Okay? So the question is, why is it that those things that have a mitzvah to burn it, then the ashes are mutar b'hana? Why is that true? The Gemara doesn't explain. So Tosus makes, read the words of the Tosus. Tosus says, "V'tzarachi and time am I." What's the reason? "V'omer mori dinisrafin kiven shetiva kas lesorfan achar shasa kilu nasis mitzvasin ve'en lechadav shenasis mitzvaso molim bo achanami kiven shenasis mitzvaso halach yisrei." So Tosus comes up with a chiddush. You don't see it in the Gemara, but Tosus says a chiddush. He says, this is a concept we find by Hektish. By Hektish, there is an Isur of Mi'ilah. We're not allowed to get any benefit, Isur Hanah, from Hektish. But once you do the mitzvah, that's called Nasis Mitzvah, so the Isur Mi'ilah goes away. So Tos says, well, just like when it comes to Hektish, once you do the mitzvah, then the Isur Mi'ilah goes away. Tos says, the same thing is by Isur Hanah. If there is a mitzvah to burn it, once you do this mitzvah, it's called Nasis Mitzvasa, burning, the Isur goes away. But Nikvarim, there is no mitzvah to bury or burn the Nikvarim. Let's say, Basar Bechala. It's Asar Bana. There's no mitzvah to dispose of it. The purpose of burying is so that we avoid people from getting, violating the Isur. But you're not doing any mitzvah by burying. The Torah never says to bury it, and the Torah never says burn it. So therefore, there's no mitzvah, and once there's no mitzvah, therefore it remains Asar Bana. That's what Tosus. So there's one question that Tosus is left with. The problem is by Avodah Zarah. V'had Amar Asherah Asur L'Olam Afa Pi Yishki Yizkiyah Kasul Asorfa. there is a mitzvah to burn Avodah Zarah. And yet, the din is by the ashes of Avodah Zarah, it's still awesome, even though there's a mitzvah to burn. So it's a kashan Tosus Yisod, right? So Tosus answers, so the question is, what does Tosus mean? Because it says lo yidabek biyat kamuma, right? Any remnant is still awesome, right? But what about what happened to the theory of nasas mitzvasa? Like, what's the answer of Tosus? So I believe the pshat in Tosus follows. We have to understand the mechanism how this lamdas works of nasis mitzvasa. So the Tosus will say that usually what's creating the Easter is the status of the Easter, it's the shame of Easter. So when you do a nasis mitzvasa, that shame of Easter falls away, so to speak. The mitzvah of burning removes the shame Easter. Okay. However, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, what's creating the Easter is not the halo shame of the Easter, it's the actual Avodah Zarah itself. Intrinsically, it's still Avodah Zarah. So even if you fulfill the mitzvah, you can remove the shame Easter, but nevertheless, it's still a physical Avodah Zarah. That's the phrase, lo yidabek biyat kamuma, meaning what's generating the Easter is the physical object, it's not the shame ha-Easter. So when you destroy it, it's still the physical object is still there, and therefore the Easter remains. Do you hear what I'm saying? So therefore, that's the lumdus why Avodah Zarah is dead. Okay? Fine. So Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the following question. The tour paskins like the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. That means Shbasasa b'kol davar. Okay, so if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, who says Bir Chametz is Bisreifa, and that's the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so then clearly it would make sense to say that the ashes of Chametz should be Mutar Bahana. Correct? Because it's Nasis Mitzvasa, it's like Playa Kerem or Orla, and the ashes should be Mutar. Correct? Alright. Question is, what about the Chachamim? If we hold like the Chachamim, Hashbasasa b'kol dava, would the ashes of the chametz be mutar bahana or asur? It should be mutar as well, because nasis mitzvah. That's the question Rabbi Akiva Eger asked. So therefore, the tour paskins that the ashes or chametz is asur bahana even after you burn it, because he holds like a chachamim. The question is, but since it's nasis mitzvasan, so the same way Rabbi Yehuda should say it's okay, why shouldn't the Chachamim say it's okay, right? That's the question, right? So this is the kasha of Rabbi Kivei. According to the Chachamim, it should be nasis mitzvasan, and once it's nasis mitzvasan, so then we should say that everything should be mutar. So why does the tour say that it's asur? You follow? So Rav Chaim says, I'll answer you based on my lumdus. He says, what's the idea of nasis mitzvah? He says, it means not just you do the mitzvah, the gavra does the mitzvah, it means the mitzvah is done to the hefta itself. You remove the shem yisur. So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Eim b'yurchamim shel esreifa, the nature of the mitzvah of tashvisu is to act on the hefta of the chametz and to remove the shem yisur of the chametz. So once you say it's to remove the yisur of the chametz, that's called nasis mitzvah. But according to the Chachamim, it's an Easter assay. You're just avoiding the Easter of Bai Rabbi Matzah, but you're not being mevatel the Easter of Bai Rabbi Matzah. You're just simply avoiding it. So then, once you say just avoiding it, you're not removing the Shema Easter of the Chefs of the Chametz, so Memela, that's not called Nasis Mitzvah. So when the Gemara says Nasis Mitzvah, it's not just simply you do the mitzvah, but it means that the mitzvah removes the Shema Easter of what the object is. You follow? Alright. So that's why the tour would say the Afer will be awesome. Okay? Now, the Avni Miluim disagrees. He says, no, as long as you do the mitzvah, whether it's the shemis or not, the efer would be mutter. That's what the Avni Mulim claims. Now he brings a raya as far as the Rambam is concerned. He says, if you look at the Rambam himself, Legabe Chametz, how does the Rambam, I quoted to you the Torah, explicitly writes, black and white, that the ashes are awesome. What does the Rambam say? What is the psak of the Rambam? It's not clear. What does the Rambam say? The ashes mutar or asur? So the Avni Milum says, if you look at the Rambam, Paragimel, Halacha Yudala, let's just read the Rambam. He writes, Aval imsar for mishash, he says like this: imsar for kodim shashishes. If you burn chametz the way we do, before the sixth hour, areza mutar lehanos bepchamim shelo. You're allowed to benefit from the coals, from what's left. Bitocha pesa. Aval imsar for mishashishes ulamala. But if you burn it after the sixth hour, you're not allowed to use what's left over for fuel. Don't bake with it. And if you cook or bake, so the Avni Milum says, but why does the Rambam leave out the ashes? Efer. He never says anything by efer. For example, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when the Rambam talks about the Avodah Zarah in Perek Zayin, so he says very explicitly, Avodah Zarah or Asherah Shen Nisrufa, if you burn Avodah Zarah, Ephra Asur Bahana. The ashes are Asur Bahana. Vigochela Shel Avodah Zarah Asura. Vashal Heves Muteres Nishem Bamamish. So the Rambam is very explicit. He's not shy to tell you that if the ashes are Asur, he says it. And yet, when it comes to Chametz, he never says anything about the ashes. All he talks about is the pkamim, which is like the gochelas, but he never says anything about the ashes. So the Avni Milum says, must be the Rambam holds not like the Torah, and the ashes taka would be mutter, not like Rav Chaim. Now Rav Chaim's lambus was good for the Torah, but for the Rambam he says, no, even if it's not a din in the chafza, as long as you do the mitzvah of Sreifa, it removes the Yisra. Otherwise, the Rambam should have mentioned ashes included in this list. The Rambam leaves that out. Why does the Rambam leave it out? That's his deal of the Avni Milum. I don't know. I guess Kamin are supposed to be like a Gocheles, right?
So it's still burning? It's not completely burning?
Yeah, right. As opposed to ashes, they're completely gone. So we do have chilukim. Look, I'm quoting to you a Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah who makes a chiluk between efer versus gochelas. So why did the Rambam not do the same thing when it comes to chametz? That's the question. All right, fine. Fine. Now let's see when it comes to this Gemara, which the Gemara quotes about nisrafin efer and mutar, right? So the Rambam makes a quote on this Gemara. He makes a statement, both in Perush Mishnayos and in the Yad. So let me read you the words of the Rambam in Sulei HaMikdash, Perek Yutes. So the Rambam writes, Kol HaNigbarin, those Yisuri Hana. Let me just give you a background. He says, the Eluhein HaNisrafin, he quotes our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Tmura, a list of Yisurim that are Nisrafin, and he quotes, Basar Kodesh Nitma, Chatasov, Seyan Nazir, Orla, Klai Kerem. These are the things that are Nisrafin, okay? Obviously, he's not going to go to Chametz because he holds like the Chachamim, and there is no din of burning, right? Fine. The Elohein HaNikbarim, and then he gives you a list of those things that are buried, and he says, Sora Niskel, Egla Rufa, Tipor Mitzora, Seir Nazir, Basa Bukhalev, Kulin Shanishka to Bazar. I mean, the problem is, it's interesting, he leaves out Chametz. He doesn't put Chametz in the Nikbarim, and he doesn't put in the Srafim. So it's, you know, you can't really know from here whether Rav Chaim is correct or the Avnei Miluim is correct, because Chametz is left out from both lists. But okay, be that as it may, then the Rambam says, Perek Yutes Alacha Yud Gimel, Kol HaNikbarim, all these Isurim that are Nikbarim, Efron Asher. You should know the Efer will be Asher. V'kol HaNisrafim, and those things that have to be burned, Shel Hekdesh Efron Muta. Chut Mideshen HaMizbeach HaKitzon V'apnimi V'dishon HaMenorah. So the Rambam is making a tremendous deal, and he tells you that when we say Nisrafin or Mutar, that's only by Hekdesh. He adds the words Shel Hekdesh. You don't find that in the Gemara, and clearly why should that be true? Okay? So somehow the Rambam understood this statement in the Gemara of Kol Nisrafin Efer Mutar is different than the way Tosus explains it, because Tosus applied it to the whole list of the Mishnah. So the theory of the Rambam is, this is what I'm going to suggest, the explanation for the Rambam is, that Tosvos understood the concept of Nasis Mitzvasim is that you have to remove the Shem Yisur, and the burning is a matir. The mitzvah is a matir to the Yisur, by removing the Yisur. It's like a beetle of the Yisur itself. According to the Rambam, the burning is not supposed to be a matir, it's not supposed to be a removal, a beetle of the Yisur, but rather the mitzvah is what generates the Yisur in the first place. Meaning, what are the parameters, what are the gdarim, how long does the Yisur extend until you do the mitzvah burning? And once you do the mitzvah, then by definition the Yisur doesn't continue. Because the Yisur extends because of the mitzvah. See, according to Tosvos, the mitzvah stops the Yisur. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah defines the Yisur. The Yisur is there because of the mitzvah. You follow? And therefore, that's only true by Mi'ila when it comes to Kachem. But when it comes to Orla or Klai Kerem or other Yisurim, then the Yisur will remain there, even if you do the mitzvah, because there the mitzvah has nothing to do with the Yisur. The mitzvah doesn't generate the Yisur. They're two separate things. You follow? But when it comes to Hekdesh, the mitzvah of Sreifa is what generates the Yisur Mi'ila in the first place. Okay? And that's why the Rambam says it's only by Hekdesh. And Trumas Adeshen is an exception. That's the Gzeres HaKasuv, that even though you do the mitzvah burning, it remains awesome. The Gemara has Psukim and the Rambam is quoting that Gemara. Okay? Fine. So, with this Yisod, I'm going to try to address the following problem. Now, we have to go back to Pesachim, okay? Let's go back to our Gemara Pesachim on the Gemara we have done before, okay? So the Gemara talks about the Efer, Zeves Agorim, and Yeshva Chetzim Bapas, the previous sugya. So the Gemara says that the only time we say, according to Rabbi Yeshua Chetim Epas, is Avuka Kinekta. But if the Avuka is not Kinekta and it's just heat left over, then we say the bread that you bake will not be awesome. However, by Hekdesh, says the Gemara, no, it will still be awesome. That's the Gemara we were doing before. So the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Im Pesachim, says like this. By mine Rami Bar Chama Mirav Kizda Tanur, you have an oven Shehisiko Ba'atze Hekdesh, you heat it up using Atze Hekdesh V'afo Bo Apas, and once you have that heat there, you put bread and you bake it. L'Rabbanan D'Sharu B'Kamai Samai. Why would the Rabbanan say in this case, if it was Orla, they permit it? What about if it's Hekdesh? What do the Rabbanan say about this bread? Amalei Apas Asura. He says, you know what? This bread will be awesome. If you use Orla and you fuel and you heat it up, and then you remove the orla, and then you heat up the bread, the orla is mutter. I mean, the bread is mutter. But if you use not orla fuel, but if you make wood out of hektish, then the bread will be awesome. So the Gemara says, Uma ben zu lo orla. What's the difference? Amarava, haki hashta. Orla betela b'masayim hekdesh afilu be'elef lo bata. He says hekdesh is special chumra, it's not bata. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, but hekdesh is another reason to be maker. Ela marave kashle akasha velo mala masik. But the minute you burn the fuel of the hekdesh, you're over meila. We call heicha de mala masik. We have a principle by meila. The minute you're violating the Easter of meila, nafik luhula kulin. Amra papa achum ba'atzei shlamim askinan v'aloiba Rabbi Huda atzei shlamim. There's no din meila. Fine. So the Gemara says, "My time lo, even the lav bar miyulahu lo nafik luchulin. Shlaminami, even lav bar miyulahu luchulin. The koheicha de mala masik nafik luchulin. Is this rule always true that whenever you do miyila, it becomes chulin? Vatanya kolan is rafin. We just learned the Mishnah in Tmura, right? And what does it say? Kolan is rafin efrim muter chutz mi atzei asherah." So why is it aser? We just finished saying that the minute you do meila, it goes into chulin. So why is, we already spoke about why avodah zara is chumra, right? But now the Gemara is focusing on the efer hektish. Why is efer hektish aser? It should go to chulin. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either Amar Rav Chama Shenafla Dleika Mi'ila. It wasn't the person, it happened on its own. So you don't say nobody was over Mi'ila. Or says the Gemara, we're talking about Truma Sedeshin, Shetun Ingniza, and those things are not subject to go to Chulin even if you're over Mi'ila. Okay. So the question is, the Rambam never quotes, it should come out from this Gemara that when it comes to Atzei Shlamim, it should be over Mi'ila, and then the ashes of Hektish would be Mutter and the bread should be Mutter. And yet, should be Aser. When it comes to Shlamim, Shlamim are not subject to Mi'ila. So it's never going to go to Chulin. And therefore, if you use Hektish of Atzei Shlamim and you bake bread out of it, the bread should be Aser. Because the only reason the Gemara said it was Yotzei L'Chulin is because of Mi'ila. But the Gemara tells us that by Atzei Shlamim, there's no Mi'ila. And therefore, in that case, it should be Aser. The Rambam never quotes that. So he never says, by Avodah Zarah, he tells you the Afer is Aser. But he never says when it comes to the Afer of Atzei Hektish is always Aser, and that the bread should be Aser by Atzei Shlamim. At least in that case, it should be Aser. And the Rambam never quotes that. So why not? So I think I'm going to suggest an answer. Why not? My answer is as follows. Let's understand the concept of Mi'ila. Why is there no Mi'ila by Shlamim? So the Mefarshim explained, because Shlamim is really a mixture of basar that's eaten by the balin, chulin basar, and also emurim, which is going to be burned. So the basar that's going to be eaten is no mi'ila. The emurim will get mi'ila once you put it on the mizbeah. So it's a mixture of chulin and hekdesh mixed together. So the reason there's no mi'ila, meaning in principle there is some of it is mi'ila, but it's a mixture of both. So what I'm going to suggest is that according to Rambam, if it's a mixture, the Easter mi'ila is there, except it's being hampered, it's being blocked because of the basar of the balin. In fact, Rav Ochanan in the Kobet Shurim asked the question, why taka don't we say there's a din of Mi'ila even when it comes to Shlamin? Because the Gemara says, by Kache Kachim there is Mi'ila, because Kohanim Mishukan Gaboa Kazach. So why when the Baalim are Zocha, don't we say the same thing? Mishukan Gaboa, it should be entirely Kodesh, it should be Mi'ila. So he says, because the Mechayev by Kohanim, the Achila is a Kapara. So therefore it's Mishukan Gaboa Kazach. But when the Baalim eat, that's not Kapara. You are eating because it's part of your food. It's always been your food, and therefore the whole Isur Mila will not be Kalim now. So you see from there, Kachi Kalim, the meal is there, but it's being hampered, and it's being suppressed. So in principle, there's a din of Mi'ila, but it's suppressed because of the basar of the Baalim. So I would like to suggest, what we say in the Rambam, what's generating the Iser, why is it Nasis Mitzvasim? Is because the Mitzvah generates the Iser. So even when it comes to Kache Kalim, the Mitzvah of Mi'ila is also, the Sreif is going to generate the Iser as well. The only thing is that Iser doesn't come, is not activated because of the Basar of the Baal. But in principle, the Iser is there. It's just being blocked. And Mimela, when you separate, the Iser comes out on the Imurim, and then there's a din of Mi'ila. So because, in theory, the Iser Mi'ila is there, it's just being blocked because of the Basar of the Baalim, that's still good enough to be able to say that there is going to be a heter when you burn the ashes. And therefore, the same heter that can apply to regular hektish because of Nasis Mitzvasa can be applicable by Shlamim, Atze Shlamim as well. Because in principle, in theory, there is. So the Gemara says not so, and the Gemara will learn that the Maskana of the Gemara is disagreeing with the previous Mandamar. And in the Maskana, the Gemara will say that even by Atze Shlamim, there's still going to be a heter of Afer by Hektish. You hear the Lumbus? Okay, so I'd like to bring up Raya. You don't hear the Lumbus?
How do you apply that to the...
What I'm saying is that the Lumbus of Atze Shlamim, what does it mean, Shlamim, there's no Mi'ila? It's in principle, practically, there's no Mi'ila. But Lumbusly, in theory, there is. So once there is Din Mi'ila, so Memela, the Rambam Lishitasa will say that what's the reason Nasis Mitzvasan is only by Hektish is because of the Mitzvah of Sreifa is what creates the Iser. And once you do the Sreifa, the Iser stops.
And therefore,
by Shlamim, or Atze Shlamim, you say the same thing. There's also a mitzvah of Sreifa there. And once you do the Sreifa, the Iser will stop. Yeah, practically it's not because of the Basar. But once you burn it, you still do the mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah of Sreifa by Atze Shlamim? It's a Sreifa. They're not using it for Maracha. They're not burning this wood. This wood was just used for its value to buy Shlamim. There's no mitzvah of burning.
But it has the Kiddusha of Shlamim. And once the regular Kiddusha of Shlamim is a mitzvah of Sreifa, Memela the Atzim have as well. Okay?
And therefore, the Afer will be much earned.
Exactly.
Must come to the Gemara.
Right. That's what I want to suggest for the Rambam. Now, I'd like to bring a Raya to what I'm saying.
Please.
There is an interesting Nesivus. Okay? Let me share with you a Nesivus. There's a Mishnah in Krisus. Okay? The Mishnah in Krisus in the third parak, I think Dr. Yudjimo, the Mishnah says, it's a famous Mishnah about Ein Yisur Chal Yisur, famous Rambam Nekuda Nefla. So the Mishnah says that if a person here, the Mishnah says, no, it's not here. There is a Mishnah that says that a person,
yeah.
Oh, here it is. It's Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'Chayiv Aleha Arba Chatos V'Asham Echad. So even though we should say Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, but we know there are exceptions. Yisr Mosif, Yisr Kolo, and this Mishnah gives you the exceptions. What's the case? Tame, a man who is Tame, Sha'achal Chelev, who eats Chelev. Noser, and it happens to be Noser, Nina Mukdashim, Biyoma Kippur. Okay? So if you go through it, he's violating the Isra of Caleb, and then it happens to be Noser. Noser is an Isra Mosif, and it's Mukdashim, which is in Din of Mi'ila, and it's Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Kolo. So Mosif Kolo, and therefore you're fired. Rav Meir Omer, Imhaya Shabbos, if in addition he did it on Shabbos and he ate it while walking in the street, V'hotzio, Chayev, and therefore it's really a fifth. Amru lo, Eino min Hashem. Fine. So Nesivos asked the question, wait a minute, if he does it on Shabbos, he's Chayev Misa for Kilo Shabbos. And even B'Shogig, that's Chayev Misa Shogig. We have a principle called Kimlei B'Derabba Minei. If you're going to be Chayev Misa for the Kilo Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Mamonos. So you're not Chayev Karen B'Chomesh for the Hektesh, for the Mi'ila. So therefore, true, you have added a Chiyuv Chatas for the Shabbos, but you lost, you knocked down the Chiyuv Mi'ila, the Korban Mi'ila. So what did Rav Meir gain with his Shabbos when he has to knock down? The purpose is to add more. But if he's going to keep the same number, what was the point? That's the question the Nesivos asks. You follow? So the Nesivos gives the following yisod. He says, there's a fundamental difference between the Mi'ila by Kiddushas Bedek Habayis versus Mi'ila of Kiddushas Mizbeah. Kiddushas Bedek Habayis, the Mi'ila is a gezel. It's stealing. And instead of stealing from a hedyot, it's stealing from Hektish. So it's a chiyuv mamonos. It's a mamonos chiyuv. But when it comes to Kiddushas Mizbeah, the mechayev of the Mi'ila is not the mamonos, but it's the chiyuv kapara for the avera that he violated. When it's a chiyuv of kapara, we don't say kimlei b'derabbanan. That's the yisod Tosfos in Ksuvos already has, according to Yerushalmi. By truma, the chiyuv is kapara. There's no kimlei b'derabbanan by chiyuv truma. Okay? So says the Nesiva, since the mechayev by kiddushas mizbeach is kapara and it's not subject to kimlei, memela Rav Meir's case would not be a problem and you would be adding along. Okay? So my yisod is, you see from this Nesivos, the yisod of Mi'ila by Kiddushas Mizbeach is not a din mamonos. You see it's a din in the kachim itself. So memela it's a din in the kapara. So memela that fits into the Rambam Shita that it's the mitzvah of the Sreipa that would generate the Yisr of the meal itself. Because the whole point is the Chiyuv Kapara. You follow? And therefore, that's why Nasis Mitzvah, according to Rambam, would be strictly limited to Kiddushas of the Kachim and not apply to Orla, Klai, Kerem, or other Yisr.
Is that therefore show that Atzei Hektish, why the Aver is much of therefore?
Similarly, the same thing. Because once you say Atzei Shlamim also have this latent Kiddusha, right. Mimela, the din of Mila, there will be applicable as well, and therefore the Sreifa would be Matir as well. Okay? That's my answer to this question. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes. Let me just give one application to Rav Chaim's principle, one more Gemara and Pesachim. If you please turn to Daf Hei Amud Aleph in Pesachim. It's a famous statement. I actually made reference to this before. So the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that how do you know the mitzvah of Teshvisu is on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach itself? The Pasuk says, Ach b'yom arishon Teshvisu sor mibateim. What is the translation of the word Yom Arishon? Now Chazal say it means Yudalet. How do you know? Maybe it means the first day of Pesach. The Gemara asked that question. So they have different answers. Rabbi Akiva gives the following answer. So I'm going to read Rabbi Akiva on Hei Amud Aleph, the first wide line. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarech Harehu Omer Ach b'yom arishon tashvisu sor mibateim v'ksiv kol malacha lo yaseh b'hem umatino havara shiav malach. Says Rabbi Akiva, you cannot tell me the mitzvah of tashvisu means on the first day of Pesach. It's Yom Tov. We're not allowed to do havara on Yom Tov. So obviously it must be Erev Pesach. That's Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, from this statement of Rabbi Akiva's, from his proof, we can see three things. So if you turn the page, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Shema Mina Mid Rabbi Akiva Tlas. We can learn three things from Rabbi Akiva. Shema Mina Ein Birkam Etzel Asreifa. It must be Rabbi Akiva holds that the way to do Tashbisa is like Rabbi Yehuda says, Sreifa. Because if you can do Sreifa like the Chachamim, so do it on Yom Tov wouldn't be an Av Malacha. It must be that the only way to do Tashbisa is Sreifa, and then Sreifa on Yom Tov is an Av Malacha. You're not doing it for Ochel Nefesh, so it would be awesome. And number two, Shema Mina Havara Lechalek. Yatzah Shema Mina Lo Amina and Hov Uchra Vala Tzorek Uchra Nami Shalol Letzorek. We don't say Mito. Fine. Now if you look at Rashi, there's a famous Rashi on this Gemara. So Rashi says, Top Rashi, says Rashi, because if you're going to go like the Chachamim, you can destroy it in other ways. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, wait a minute, but there's a Gemara later on, and there's a Rashi in Beitza on Dav Chav Ches, Amud Beis, where Rashi says that if you give it to the Klavim, that's considered to be a violation of Sreifa, and will be a Nisu Daraisa. We're talking about Sreifa's Kachim on Yom Tov. Now, you're not, there's an Nisu Daraisa not to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So it says Rashi, even if you don't burn it, but you give it to the dwarves, you're violating Issa Doraisa of Havara and Yom Tov. Now, I'm not burning it, but Rashi says, Akshavi Rachmana Lavarasa. If the Torah says don't destroy, doesn't mean literally only by burning. Any form of destruction is considered like burning. So since by burning, by giving to the dwarf, I'm violating the Issa of Sreifas Kachim, Mimele as a din like I'm burning, so if he did, it's considered like I'm doing Sreifa. It's not a physical Sreifa, it's a halachic Sreifa. So the Kasha of Pnei Yeshua asks, just like we could say Akshave when it comes to Sreifas Kachim, and even if I give it to the dog, it's considered like a halakhic sreifa. So too, even if you go like the Chachamim, Hashvisasa b'kol davar, why don't you say the same thing? Achshav v'rachman v'avaras. And since by destroying it, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Teshvisu, and mimela, it should be considered sreifa, halakhic sreifa, like sreifa's kashi. That's the kashi. So the Pnei Yeshua answers, in effect, the same lambda says Rav Chaim. When do we say achshav v'rachman v'avaras? And when it's a din in the chetzah, not just simply I fulfill the mitzvah of sreifa, but I'm destroying the din in the chetzah itself is being destroyed. So within Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says it's a din in the actual chetzah of the object itself, so then we say Akshavi Rachman Avarasin is considered halachic sreifa. But if you say it's just a din in the person that I am avoiding the Easter of Rabbi Matzah, and I'm getting rid of the chametz, but it's not an actual din in the destruction of the chetz of the chametz itself, so then in that case, we're not going to say it's a halakhic sreifa, and we're not going to say akshay rachman ala varas. I mean, the Noda Behuda gives another answer to this question. He wants to say, oh, we're only going to say the principle of Akshavei, he says, when it's a universal principle, when it's not subject to the person. So, Havaras Kachim applies to everybody. But he says, when it comes to Sreifa of Tashbisu, that's only depend on the violent. If I am the owner of this Chametz, I have a mitzvah of Tashbisu. I don't have a mitzvah of Tashbisu to destroy every Chametz in the world, only my Chametz. So since it's subject to my ownership, that doesn't lend itself to be Akshavei Rachman Avaras. We only say Akshavei when it's an objective Yisur applicable to the Chepza. But when it's something, in effect, it's the same Lumbus. He's really saying the same thing. He's just expressing it in a different way. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here.